Now, also this week, it is Learning Disability Week this week. Do you or a loved one have a learning disability? Well, Mark O'Reilly from Woking has one and presents a show with friends on Surrey Hills Community Radio in Leatherhead.
Sparky and Jimbo.
I'm Surrey Hills Radio.
Well, my name's Mark O'Reilly.
My name's James Footers.
So stay tuned for the next 2 hours here on Surrey Hills Community Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Sparky and Jimbo on Surrey Hills Radio.
Okay, Jimbo, are you afraid of anything? You got any phobias?
Spiders is the biggest one.
Well, the reason why I ask is Brits have revealed their most fears, and to be honest with you, some of them are a bit bizarre.
Okay.
One called, and I think you might fit into this country. I think I pronounce it. It's called nomophobia. Do you know what that is? Have a guess.
It's got something to do with your phone, isn't it?
You're right. The fear of being without your mobile phone.
So part of their show, and I've been talking to Mark about the programme and what it means for him.
Yeah, the show's called It's That Friday Feeling. It's a show presented by me and my friend James Shields. We've both got learning disabilities. I've got another friend called Simon who does a weather forecast, and my girlfriend, she does the jingles. And yeah, it's a kind of a quizzy. It's not aimed specifically at anyone, but it's just a nice, light-hearted, I like to think, afternoon, Friday afternoon show.
Sounds a lot of fun. So I love the fact that your girlfriend does the jingle. So it's really pretty much everyone that you can get involved, you get involved in it.
Yes, yeah, it's simply just WhatsApp. You know, she sends me a message and could you say this? Because she lives in Newcastle and. She's moving down here, but and she sends him. And my friend Simon does the same. He's an amateur, obviously, but he does the forecast, sends it on WhatsApp, and we just put it together.
Well, you obviously get a lot out of this. How long have you been doing the show for?
I've been doing it for now 2 years. It's that Friday feeling with my friend James about 18 months. John Andrews, who was my support worker, he wrote Mencap about 2 years ago. He's into radio. He did hospital radio at the time. I mean, we talked about radio, and he said, "Would you like to have a go during the first lockdown?" I thought, "Well, I'll give it a go." You know, it was just in the sitting room, put a microphone, and I thought, when you think of radio, you think of a studio, which you know, I think what from a laptop. And I just did it from my dining table.
And it sounds like it's just something that you just loved straight from the beginning then.
Yeah, it did. It was. I didn't know if it would last, but we started and my friend Simon came along. I said, could you know, just to put some content on. And it grew from there. James joined in September. This was 2020, after summer. And that's when It's That Friday Feeling started. And we joined Surrey Hills Radio, was it 6 months ago? We were at Radio Woking before, sorry. And we started doing, we do one live show. We started doing a live show, which is different. And we just did one last Friday, which was the first show where there was no hiccups. I didn't press the wrong button or press the wrong track.
Well, I think you're probably doing better than me, to be honest, in that case. And in terms of, you mentioned the learning disabilities there. How has that affected your life?
Well, I have autism. I had a pacemaker about 20 years ago. I was very, you know, I didn't do much at all. It took me about midday just to simply, you know, wake up. I take tablets twice a day. The radio show itself, I think it's helped us all, particularly, of course, lockdown has been awful for everyone, but it's got particularly James, my friend James, who I know you're speaking to tomorrow. He was pretty badly affected by the lockdown. But this radio we were doing, it got him through it.
So it's obviously, it sounds like it's a real boost then to your life. So many shows ahead. What are you planning for this Friday then? What's on the show this week?
On this Friday, that's a good question. It's we've got quizzes. My friend does a thing called blank lines, just basically like blank, you fill in the gaps and all that. And I do a thing called reverse plays, which is just a song playing backwards. And you just, you know, we do silly love things like TV Time Warp, and we just play all sorts of music. And yeah, and Simon with the Weather. And it's, we do it usually on a Monday and a Tuesday. We've got to get it up, and you know, for when to record. This is the recorded show. Get it to John, who puts it on the system for us.
Well, let's talk to co-presenter James Fildes, who also joins us on the programme. So, James, it sounds like you have a lot of fun with your show, and anything goes, really.
Yeah, it pretty much is. Fun, especially for me and Mark. And it's been, especially through lockdown, I've found it very challenging, but I love doing it.
Yeah, it does. And I love the fact that you've got, and I like your jingle package. I like the fact that Mark's other half is involved in that. It sounds like a real team spirit you've got going on there.
Yeah, we've spent no money on jingles since lockdown. All we've used is YouTube, and literally just clipping things. We've used a special software, just clip it together and it just goes out.
So a lot involved in making the jingles, putting the shows together, coming up with ideas. So I asked what was coming up on this Friday's show. Have you got any further plans for what you're going to be doing?
I can tell you. We've got, Mark was right. We've got Blank Lines. We've got lots of, we've got Factual Fiction. We've got lots of great music. And just tune in from 3 till 5 every single Friday.
Who decides what great music is then? Who chooses the music? Do you ever fall out over that?
Really, my girlfriend gets involved with the social media side of things. We're pretty much on every single platform, on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok.
So tell us about your listeners then. I would imagine they get very involved in the show as well.
We don't even know how if we actually get any listeners actually listen to the show. A few of our friends do, but it'd get some more on board.
Yeah, definitely. How would people listen? You mentioned you're on Facebook. I imagine that the show's recorded and available to listen there.
Yeah, it's on Mixcloud. It drops every Friday. It drops on 3 till 5 every single Friday. It's on Mixcloud, on Surrey Hills Radio. And on Instagram, all our social medias is basically It's That Friday Feeling, no spaces. Instagram exactly the same, and Facebook It's That Friday Feeling on Surrey Hills Radio.
So easy to find, no excuse not to have a listen and join in the fun. You obviously get
on there as well.
You obviously get a great deal out of this. I mean, what does radio mean to you? I mean, it sounds like you have a great deal of fun.
Oh, it's great fun. The first lockdown was just an absolute killer for literally everybody, including myself. I found it amazing. My partner has just been amazing. She found it very difficult herself. And, it's just get checking and listening to what we do.
Well, it's really good to talk to you. Thank you for joining us on the programme. Let's also bring in on this John Andrews from the Sunnybank Trust in Epsom that helps people with learning difficulties. John, this sounds like your love of radio, which you sort of carried into an experiment to turn into this show. It sounds like it's been a real success.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I think Mark mentioned earlier, I was involved with hospital radio many, many years ago, and that was the first time that I worked with someone with a learning disability, and there was a lot of sort of barriers, and a lot of people sort of had this attitude that people with disabilities can't be on the radio. But I always knew, I mean, I saw was the person I was working with in those early days. This was like 99, 2000 kind of time. I saw that, you know, the benefits, really, you know, confidence, growing, and, you know, being part of their community. So more than just them having fun on the radio, it's like so many benefits. And I produce the Sunny Session show, which is at Surrey Hills as well, which really includes everybody with a learning disability throughout our charity and other organisations. And we talk about all sorts of things that are important to the learning disability community. And that, I mean, we've seen so many transferable skills. You know, a lot of our guys at Sunnybank are looking to get into employment, so anxious about job interviews. So we kind of create projects around radio, and I support a lot of people to do radio interviews. I've been doing some work with James as well, interviewing people. So, you know, that just gives me the confidence and so many transferable skills. So it's really amazing. And I can see what, Mark and James have done. I mean, I started supporting Mark as a lockdown project. We had this show called Supported Living Radio Show. you know, back in lockdown, just as a way of getting through lockdown because all the day centres and activities closed down. And I just think that what Mark's done and getting everyone else involved, getting James involved and getting all their friends and everyone else, you know, a real kind of organic radio show led.
Yeah, it does sound like it's evolved over the months. And there are so many people involved in that and really bouncing ideas off one another as well.
Yeah, and it wasn't even sort of planned as a long-term project. It was just something I thought might just kind of fill the void when the day centres shut down and during lockdown. So I think Mark kind of said, yeah, actually, you know, I always knew that Mark would be into this sort of thing. It was just kind of working out the best way to get him involved. And actually, you know, he's taken it, enjoyed it, and he's taken it on his own back, really. I mean, I support them, but the content and everything is all produced by Mark and James and their friends, really. So I'm just kind of there in the background on that one.
And in terms of, obviously, you know, you had this idea, it's become a real success. But as they said, they would quite like more people to listen as well. So how do you find the show?
Okay, so, I mean, Surrey Hills Radio itself, I mean, I find it's such an inclusive place when we have a number of presenters. A lot of from the learning disability community that are given the opportunity to present radio shows. So if you want to listen to Surrey Hills Radio, it's the website surreyhillsradio.co.uk. So Mark and James are on Fridays, but it's at Friday Freedom between 3 and 5. And the Sunny Sessions, which is what I do with the Sunnybank Trust, you can hear that on Mondays and Thursdays at 11 o'clock. And, we've got Mark and James sort of now as members of Sunnybank Trust, so it kind of comes into my kind of job role to work and support them. So it all kind of just ties up with loose ends and brings them in.
Well, fantastic. It sounds brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme. Really lovely to have you all with us. And, you can find that, as I mentioned, a variety of different platforms to listen to the show itself.